When she was 9 years old, Riley Gustafson ate some spinach contaminated with E. coli bacteria. She was one of the worst affected of at least 200 people in 26 states who got sick in that 2006 outbreak. She says it started with cramps and diarrhea, but got much worse.
Blood just started coming out, and it was just really gruesome and just very terrifying because I didn't know what was happening to me.
Riley got so sick her kidneys shut down temporarily, and she may eventually need a transplant. More recently, outbreaks linked to eggs, peanut butter, and other foods affecting hundreds of people in multiple states have also drawn a great deal of attention. The new law aims to prevent those outbreaks, says Food Safety Campaign Director Sandra Eskin at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
We've got a real shift here, a paradigm shift, in how the government ensures that the food supply is safer.
Rather than having to wait for an outbreak to start before it can order a recall, the Food and Drug Administration will now require producers to draw up detailed plans to reduce contamination risks before food goes to market. Eskin says that's especially important in today's food production system. While contamination is rare, a little bit can go a long way.
Any initial contamination can be compounded and spread widely if a product is mixed with other non-contaminated products.
Eskin says it was the mixing of contaminated and non-contaminated spinach shipped nationwide that caused the widespread 2006 outbreak. A complicating factor in the food safety picture is the growing local food movement, brought about at least in part by opposition to the industrial food system. The number of markets where consumers can buy directly from small local farmers has more than doubled in the last decade, to more than 6,000 nationwide.
I can help you here, ma'am.
Monica Blaumuller lives near this one in Washington, D.C.
I have a lot of confidence in the food. I know that things are done in small batches. That makes it more sanitary.
Experts disagree. They say local food carries the same risks, though fewer people would be affected by an outbreak at a farmer's market than at a food factory. Small farmers were worried, however, that rules intended for big corporations would have squashed the local food movement, according to Susan Prohlman, executive director of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
A one-size-fits-all approach could have put small farmers and ranchers out of business or prevented them from providing locally produced, healthy, fresh foods to consumers who want it.
In an indication of how popular the movement has become, advocates won an exemption from the regulations for growers below a certain size who sell to local markets. That's a mistake, says Tom O'Brien, an attorney for the industry trade group, the Produce Marketing Association.
There's an assumption that there are two separate and distinct markets for food, one of large guys and one of small. At least in the produce industry, that's not how it works. It's really an integrated market.
And O'Brien notes a growing number of big supermarket chains and restaurants buy locally grown produce. He says that will make it hard for consumers to know whether or not their food is protected by the new law. Despite that drawback, most food safety advocates support the new law and say it should reduce the number of Americans, like Riley Gustafson, who get sick from tainted food. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.